Hello, good morning, Bay Area. Happy Wednesday to you. This is the time where we meet you for the Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zuchi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. 10:30 to 11 is the time where we educate you and we answer all the questions you have regarding real estate. So you can call in the studio. The number to call is 510-657-1170 and ask any question if you have for Jeevan Zuchi, the real estate broker. And if you want to call any mortgage-related question, you can call for George Duarte. If you would like to make an appointment and call after the show, the number to call Jeevan Zuchi is 510-589-3702 and his email ID is jeevan.zuchi@gmail.com. For George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. Sorry about that. So that was just a musical intro. So for George Duarte, the number to call is 510-377-9059. And the email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com. So good morning, Jeevan. Good morning, George. How are we doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Namaste. Sat Sri Akal.
Very well. Thank you.
Adam. George, now you know all these terms.
Yes.
But only
yes.
Namaste.
Oh, only namaste.
Yeah, that's global. That will go everywhere.
I need to practice.
Yes. No, you're doing great. You don't need it. You just got the hang of it.
You are just wonderful.
I can do namaste.
Yes. So what is the hotshot topic for today, guys?
Well, George.
Well, today we've got the economic update. We've got the stock market this morning. It's been very volatile for the last week. Dropping, and then up. So today it started out quite low and then came back to pretty much even. And so last time I looked this morning, it was 25,755 for the Dow, and the NASDAQ was 7,630. And the 10-year bond yield, it was 3.16. And this is good. It's come down from last week. It was about 3.22, 2.4, so it's eased up a little bit based upon the volatility. And the good news is also is that inflation is going slowly, which is nice. There was a 6th consecutive month-to-month increase in the inflation rate, but it's slow. It's core inflation was excluding the volatile food and energy sectors, was unchanged at 0.10% growth month to month, and the analysts expected the to increase to 0.2. So inflation was not as bad as people had feared, which is reflected in the little softening of the bond yield. So that's a good thing. Rising rents and homeownership costs drove consumer prices higher, but consumer prices in other sectors eased. So it's pretty good there. So what that translates into are mortgage rates. Average 30-year mortgage rate is about 5.10%, and a little slightly higher than it was last week. It's about the same. So not too much of a difference. And again, the mortgage rates depend upon a lot of variable factors. It depends upon how much you put down payment. Is it 5%, 10%, 20%, 30% down? Is it depends upon the type of property that you purchase, a single family, a townhouse, or a condominium. It depends upon your credit score, and it depends upon your type of employment. If you are conventionally employed with a regular salary and a W-2, or if you are somewhat unconventionally employed or self-employed, or those sorts of issues. And there are loan programs for that. I'm kind of prattling on here a little bit, and so I want to make sure Jeevan gets a turn. And so particularly in the financing of townhouses and condominiums, I thought we'd discuss that a little bit today. So Jeevan, maybe you can tell us about things related to purchasing townhomes and condominiums, which are very commonly purchased, particularly for first-time buyers, to get their foot in the door in owning real estate.
George, thank you so much for giving this update. It's wonderful information. And regarding the townhome versus condominiums, yes, we get that question asked many times, as so many of us are not really sure about the difference between a condominium and a townhome. Now, condominium is where you own the airspace and you don't own the land. Okay. And as far as the homeowners association dues are concerned, those depend, you know, really from place to place. Generally, you will see them in the range of like $200 to $300, which may cover some of the utilities and insurance or some outside lights and stuff. It all really depends what they cover. It changes from development to development. But we have also seen that some of these HOA dues are unreasonably high. They're very high. So when people buy these units, they must definitely take a look at the HOA dues, because it's like making another house payment.
Right. So that's one of the things you have to look at when you're comparing purchasing a townhome or a condominium versus, you know, a single family house. Townhomes and condominiums might be, you know, cheaper, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 cheaper or more. But, you know, once you factor in the homeowners association dues of $300, $400, $500, the overall payment that you're making, they can be fairly comparable, actually.
Yes.
And the homeowners' dues really depend upon the amenities of the property. Some condominiums and townhomes are really quite nice and may have pools and other extensive common areas that add to the expense of the maintenance of the property, and that gets reflected in the homeowners' association dues.
And also some of these units, you know, you don't find parking, guest parking generally. I mean, they may have...
That's a good point.
Yeah. I have seen various condominium developments where there is no guest parking, or it is minimal. And obviously, you have to find parking outside the development, and it gets very difficult. So, guys, you have to go take a look, evaluate, and see what you are paying and, you know, why you are paying. And like George said, what the amenities are. And, you know, some of the units I have seen, especially near the BART station, the previous BART station, I mean, you have one bathroom, two bed, one bath. One bedroom, one bath. I have no idea what somebody would do with one bathroom. So when you are buying these type of, you know, units, just try to think and see, like, what am I going to do with one bathroom? So
right, that'd be for a single person or just a couple,
right,
to
well,
share.
I mean,
it wouldn't be really for a family, ideally, would it?
I mean, not even a single person. You are not always single. You will have some, you'll have some guests
right.
coming. You'll have somebody.
Yeah, when you buy a house, you think about several more years, coming years.
Yes.
What could change?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are ridiculous, some of these units, but people still buy them because they don't really know what
to... Yeah, you've got to start somewhere. It all depends on, you know, what you can afford. And if that's all you can afford, you know, one bedroom or two bedroom, one bath, then, you know, there you go. It's, you know, like we talked about last week a little bit, you know, real estate is like it's like getting on the train. It's always moving forward, and, you know, you can stand around on the station and watch it pass by, or you can... You know, get on it and go as far as you can to start, and then keep going.
And, George, I also would like to give a little update, but before I give the realtors' predictions and stuff, I would also like to again say that that there are some brand new homes, brand new townhomes, brand new condos, which are in the market. And you may not know, but the builders, there right now, since the market has been a little soft, so the builders are right now negotiating with us, you know, with the brokers.
Good.
And yeah. So guys, whoever is listening, please call me. I have two or three developments which are beautiful, which are very nice, and I can be probably able to get you a better price than you would be able to negotiate with them directly. So call me and 510-589-3702, and I should be able to help you because there are some good deals out there. And about the market update, as George already told you, what's happening with the interest rate and what's happening with the market. You know, after years of red-hot home sales and rapidly rising prices, California is definitely experiencing a weaker housing market. And also, the prediction is that there's going to be a weaker housing market in 2019 also, with fewer transactions and smallest price gains in years. So, guys...
Yeah, as Jeevan gave you the update about what's coming next also, let me quickly give the information to the listeners who have just tuned in. You are at the Real Estate Corner with real estate broker Jeevan Zutshi and expert mortgage broker George Duarte. So to call Jeevan, you should dial the number 510-589-3702 and his email ID is jeevan.zutshi@gmail.com. Zutshi has a Z in it. And for George Duarte, you can call 510-377-9059 and his email ID is georgelduarte@gmail.com. So you got to get to George first, get your pre-approval done, as I got the mathematics. So pehle aap expert mortgage broker ke paas jaiye, get your pre-approval done and your plan should be ready. And then you should go to our real estate broker, Jeevan Zutshi, and get to the property part where you get to a property, select it, and ready to invest. So this is a teamwork, and we have experts team with us. And if you would like to ask any question related to real estate or mortgage, you can call in the studio number 510-657-1170. Yeah, guys, continue.
Yeah, Jeevan, I'm really glad you mentioned that about representing buyers in a new home and new condo developments, because it's not something that's really generally very well known. And because the builders very frequently don't want an independent realtor like yourself to represent buyers because they know that you will be aggressive in negotiating on your buyer's behalf. And the best part about it is that the buyers will actually have representation and not just be dealing with the representative of the builder. So that's a very good point that you mentioned that, and that's very good service you provide. Absolutely.
It's really so true because buyers out there, you know, they're smart. These days you can go to websites, you can go to, you know, you can do internet search and stuff. And then you know what's happening, where the homes are, and so on and so forth.
Right.
It's exactly like we can do internet search, and I can see that why my knee was hurting. But now the problem is that there are multiple factors, you know, and unless you are dealing with a professional, someone who is licensed, someone who has years of experience, you might shortchange yourself somewhere. We have a call.
Yes. Can we take a call quickly?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Hello? You're live on air? Hello? Yeah, I think.
The call got dropped.
Maybe. Hello? Can you hear us? Yeah, I think the call got dropped.
Okay, I think they will call again.
Yeah, let's continue, yes.
Yeah, so, Jeevan, I'm glad you mentioned that about things to consider, particularly in purchasing townhomes and condominiums. From the lending aspect, there are some things that consumers need to be aware of. For example, in an existing development, you'll want to think about how many units there are in the development and how many of the units are owner-occupied and how many are rentals.
True.
So you'll want to, if you're looking to purchase it as an owner, as a first-time buyer, you'll want to be aware of that percentage, because it's something that's very important for lenders. Typically, you'll want to have at least 50, 55, 60% owner-occupied in units, because that does have an impact on the lending aspect. That's one item. Another thing that you'll want to be aware of is if there's any litigation in the homeowners association. That is,
absolutely.
Is anybody suing the homeowners association? Is the homeowners association suing anybody? A lot of times there are construction defects,
mm-hmm.
and the homeowners association may be suing, you know, the builder or a contractor, and this can have a big impact on the availability or suitability of a project. There is a very well known project here in town in Fremont.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, we're aware of. I won't mention it, but they've recently had some very serious issues,
yes.
with construction defects,
yes.
over by the over in Centerville.
Yeah,
and there's been a special assessment of the current owners, and that's very steep. So, and it's extremely difficult, if impossible, actually, to get loans in that area right now. So, some things to consider.
Absolutely, that's why. You call us and try to get clarification. And, you know, like George mentioned, you know, some very, very important important things here. And we need to consider those before you really jump into a property and then feel sorry. Why feel sorry? Also, some people don't understand that when you are buying a property, some people are so worried about the real estate commissions. I have no idea why, because I think this is what the real estate professional, you know, earns, like you earn when you are working for a company and you do some job there. So they're concerned about the commissions more than the property itself. They should also understand that the sellers pay the commission. The buyer does not pay the commission.
That's a good point.
So that's one thing that the buyers and sellers out there should understand. And also, try to find the best realtor and try to find the best property. That will be in your interest. And it will not be in your interest. It will not serve you to really negotiate commissions or anything else. I know there are some people out there who are really struggling, and they want, you know, they promise you that they're going to pay you so much of the commission and all that. But always understand, what are you going to get? If somebody is giving you half of your salary, I mean, they will definitely shortchange
you. He's not been that dedicated.
No, I mean, they'll shortchange you.
Sure.
Definitely they'll shortchange you, because first of all, it is extremely unethical. And I feel sometimes very sad how our profession is being demeaned. And, you know, it's a very respected profession. You know, real estate professionals, mortgage brokers, I mean, you're licensed, you have so much at stake, you have to really provide all the good service and professional service. And unfortunately, some out there are really, you know, putting this profession down by promising that I'm going to give you my commission back.
Yes, there's a lot of liability to it, and it's quite complex. It's not nearly as easy as it looks. It's not like stick a sign in the front yard and, you know, and sell a property.
Absolutely.
There's a lot to the disclosures, and the liabilities are very complex.
You know, I'll give you an example, George, if you permit me, and if we have time. I had a buyer one time, and I tried to do the best for the buyer. I won't say if it was a he or a she. and then the buyer goes and starts negotiating with the seller directly. Trying to get the price down. I already had gotten the price to where it should be. So the seller somehow, he kind of felt sorry for the state of affairs that buyer was in, you know, financially, personally, and all that, and promised another, you know, like $3,000-$4,000, said, I'll do that for you. And then, you know, the price was extremely good for the property. it was like already it was about $20,000 lesser than.
Did that seller have an agent?
Seller had an agent too.
Yeah, that's highly unethical.
Highly unethical.
Seriously unethical.
And then, once we have signed the contract and stuff, the buyer then says, well, both of you give me some money from your commission. And, you know, I kind of was very sorry for this buyer. I said, well, since I knew some of the personal details about, you know, some divorces and this and that, I said, don't worry, I'll give you some. But a listing agent has to agree. So I called the listing agent, and he got very furious. He said that, you know, I kept quiet. I didn't tell you what this buyer has been all about. You know, the buyer went behind our back, started negotiating with the seller, and got some price discount there. And now you're asking me to pay? No. And I'm not going to do that. Finally, I convinced him. I said, please, let's do something. And he said, okay, I'll give you $1,000. And now this person, this buyer, is still not satisfied about the whole thing and gets all the inspections done for the property. There was just a small amount, like $1,200-$1,300 of work, which always inspectors, they go into a property and they always find something. And according to their estimate, it's always much higher than what you will really end up doing yourself. It was $1,200-$1,300, and this buyer goes and say, now the buyer says, the seller has to give me that $1,300. Now, after getting all this, now he wants, you know, this $1,200-$1,300. And guess what? We are in escrow. Almost the contingencies, everything have been removed. The seller said, I am not selling this property to this buyer.
Right.
That's buyer goes and says, I'm going to sue. And I said, you
faith.
Do now whatever yeah. you have to do. I'm so sorry. We tried our best, but you definitely don't have ethics. And I said, you will have to now do things yourself. I'm sorry. The seller says, I'm not selling. Even though it was kind of not legal on the part of the seller, but hey, that's what, you know, he got very upset.
Well, that's a good example of how not to do things.
Yes.
And finally, she lost the deal.
That's bad faith.
Finally, she lost the deal.
Right.
And in the meantime, prices had gone up by about $40,000.
Wow.
Now, imagine...
For a
few thousand dollars.
Yeah, you took that big chance.
I mean, some buyers are, you know, a little different. And here, since it's an educational program also... I just request you, urge you, come on guys, I mean, just always consider that you are working for some company and they're paying you for some service. And consider the real estate professionals exactly the same way. And try to focus on a property. Try to focus on a property. Try to see what you are getting. And let the professional, you know, work for you. And... That's what
exactly,
I have to say.
And as in any relation, your relation with your either your real estate broker or your expert mortgage broker, the relation should be built on trust and reliability. So you should trust your broker, you should trust your the people, the team you're working with, and they will trust you as well. It's mutual.
Absolutely,
that's right. It's a relationship, and how to build your business
exactly
is to have a successful relationship, you know, with your client, and then to have a successful transaction, and then repeat business from your client and referrals from your client.
So guys,
absolutely.
We are very much towards the end of our show. What are the parting thoughts, like, which we were to leave the listeners with?
Well, I mean, parting thoughts are that guys...
well, it's a relationship business.
And it goes a long way. It's not just one property or one-time business.
Right, that's exactly right. You're here to develop the relationship, you know, with the client, to prove your expertise, to prove your value to the client, to the transaction, and to then earn referrals
exactly.
from clients.
Exactly.
And it's not just one transaction, it's the relationship.
And you know, you're talking about real estate, you're talking about a property. So focus more on what you are getting, because you have to finally, you know, live with that property.
Thank you.
So hire a very good professional.
Exactly.
And here we are to serve you.
Yes.
Okay.
So you will
don't forget us. Call us and you'll
thank
be happy.
Thank you so much.